If you grew up in the 1990s, you probably remember this song. So stay with me and I'll have it made. No Rain from Blind Melon was a huge hit, but so was this. That's right, Shania Twain. So what is the difference between these two artists? Well, one was a one-hit wonder. The other was an enduring hit maker. And new scientific research has something to say about why that is. Derek Thompson is a staff writer at The Atlantic. He also wrote a book about all this. It's called Hitmakers. He's on Skype. Derek, welcome.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So I want to talk about these two songs, but first, Stanford psychologist Justin Berg has a new paper on one-hit wonders. I kind of want that job. What do we learn from it?
What we learned from the book is that there is, in fact, a kind of soft science to the difference between one-hit wonders and hitmakers. And Justin Berg looked at 3 million songs released between the late 1950s and 2010. He used an algorithm to measure the song's sonic features, like their key, their tempo, their danceability. And what this did is it allowed him to quantify how similar a given hit was to the contemporary music landscape, what he called novelty, and the musical diversity of the artist's body of work, that is, variety. And the first thing that he found that I thought was really interesting is that novelty is a really double-edged sword. When extremely novel acts, like, say, Shania Twain, who basically helped to invent the country pop crossover genre, novelty is really difficult before you break in to the mainstream. But once you break in, novelty helps to sustain your career, whereas some songs that aren't as novel are more likely to be one-hit wonders. So that's the big takeaway here about novelty. Novelty, bad before you make it, good after your first hit.
Okay, so apply that lesson to Blind Melon and No Rain. How does that help explain what happened to that song?
So the first song that you played in this segment, Blind Melon's No Rain, was released in 1992, became a hit in 1993. Rolling Stone called it one of the 10 greatest one-hit wonders of all time. In Berg's analysis, or really this Echo Nest, which is a machine learning algorithm, in their analysis of the song, it rated very low on novelty. This is dreamy guitar rock. It wasn't exactly innovative in 1992. And it was precisely for this reason that when it broke through, in large part because of a very quirky music video with a little girl dressed up as a bumblebee, the artist wasn't novel enough to sustain any kind of advantage in the marketplace. Blind Melon sounded a lot like a lot of other bands that were playing and weren't particularly popular. It was Shania Twain, on the other hand, whose novel song really marked the emergence of an entirely new genre.
Right. So we're talking about the science behind these songs, but these are also individual people who are making those songs. Those are people with different levels of talent, different levels of drive, different levels of ingenuity, I guess.
I think that's a really important point, that whenever you are looking and we're trying to answer a question that's as complicated as why do things that succeed, there's a lot of stuff that you need to factor for. What about talent? What about luck? What about some complex combination of environmental factors? The nice thing about compiling a data set of 3 million songs is that you can control for a lot of these things. So Justin Berg's analysis doesn't hinge entirely on the difference between No Rain and Shania Twain. I picked these as examples because they were really good illustrative examples, and it didn't hurt that the No Rain versus Shania Twain model happened to rhyme as well.
I like both songs. There's another phrase here that you write about. It's called hot streaks, which applies, I guess, in sports, but also in music. Tell me about that.
Hot streaks are a phenomenon that Northwestern economist Dashun Wong has looked at. This is basically a tight cluster of highly successful work in your career. So Jackson Pollock had a hot streak when it came to painting. Einstein had a hot streak at the beginning of the 20th century when it came to understanding the physical makeup of the world. Individuals have hot streaks when it comes to writing or recording great radio segments. Hot streaks also have a science that comes down to a model that's very similar to what Justin Berg found, which is the explore-exploit model of creativity. That is that for a variety of reasons, it's very productive to explore a variety of different ideas, styles, jobs, topics. And then when you find something that looks like you've hit pay dirt, then to really exploit or focus, productively focus that one particular area. So if you think about this for a career of someone who just graduated from college, try out a lot of things in your lower and middle 20s before focusing on something that really seems to hit that sweet point.
Oh, that's interesting. So we've been talking about music, but really the point that you're trying to make, the big picture point, is that it actually applies in a lot of different scenarios or situations.
Yeah, I don't think it, you know, I find music interesting, but I only find creativity interesting to the extent that you can apply it across genres. And I think that the that explore exploit in particular is a really interesting model to look at across genres. This idea that it you are essentially investing in your future success when you explore a lot of different unrelated ideas, because once you hit on something that seems to work, whether it's a career or a painting style or a musical style, you can begin to combine all those things that you've learned before, and that exploitation of that very you know, that narrow thing that you've hit upon is likely to give you your hot streak.
Derek Thompson from The Atlantic will link people to your story at hereandnow.org. All I can say is that my life is pretty plain. Derek, thank you.
Good to be here.